top of the news this Tuesday evening. At least one person was killed and a dozen others injured in the Kandamal district of India's Orissa state after Hindus attacked Christians and set fire to their homes and their church. A string of attacks on Christians across three Indian states has left at least 34 people dead and dozens of churches damaged in the last month. The spokesperson for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, Father Babu Joseph, says the anti-Christian violence is getting worse.
Kandamal area is the worst affected during the last 1 month, wherein most Christians have been affected. As of now, nearly 4,500 houses belonging to Christians have been destroyed, either completely or partially, or even burned down. Along with that, nearly hundreds of institutions belonging to Christian community have been also destroyed completely. And today, near about 24,000 people are living in relief camps set up by the state government. At the same time, equal number of people are living outside their places, their homes, some of them still living in other cities with their friends, relatives, and so on. The state government has deployed police force over there. The central government, upon our request, has sent more police force to the area. Police are manning some of the important, more sensitive areas of Kandamal district of Orissa. And yet, we have been getting very disturbing news that mobs are still moving around, destroying Christian houses, Christian institutions, and so on. Lately, we heard even the house belonging to the missionaries of charity was completely ransacked and destroyed. In fact, the missionaries of charity were spared by these mobs in all the earlier times. Their houses have never been attacked earlier, but even that is not spared now. That is a very, very disturbing news.